Sun, heat, and dry weather continue, so the building wildfire danger remains with us as well. But I'm also continuing to track an increasing chance for some much-needed rainfall as we go through the next 5 days. So today, onshore winds out of the east are going to continue, so it'll be a little bit cooler at the beaches, but pleasant. Well, it'll be hot inland, temperatures ranging from the 80s at the beaches to the low 90s inland between about 2 and 5 o'clock this afternoon. Now, we will see a thunderstorm or two pop to the west, but it'll be outside of our listening area, well to the west of Jacksonville. But if you're traveling west to northwestern Florida or the Panhandle, you could very well encounter some showers and thunderstorms. Same story for tomorrow. And then by the weekend, we finally get enough moisture to trigger at least a few afternoon storms a little closer to Jacksonville. But again, it will still be mainly inland, especially Saturday, near and west of Highway 301. Perhaps as far east as Interstate 95 on Sunday. And where the storms occur, some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. It's just that quite a few spots will miss out. And it looks like the beaches stay dry all the way through the weekend. But by about Monday, as early as Sunday night, but especially Monday, an approaching cool front will trigger more widespread showers and thunderstorms across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. So there's your first alert. We'll start out your new work week, perhaps a little bit on the stormy side on Monday. Any of these storms beginning Saturday and continuing through Sunday and Monday could produce some locally strong and severe weather even in a few spots. And then next week, the overall pattern looks to be much more unsettled and therefore wetter. That's not all bad news, of course, as we could use the rain and that kind of pattern. We actually gave the first alert on that going back to at least last week, that the last week to 8 to 9 days or so of May appeared to be a little stormier and a little bit wetter. Now, the jumbo shrimp come back home for a pretty decent homestand now. This evening, first pitch, 7.05 p.m., mostly clear skies. Temperatures in the 80s will drop into the 70s. Pretty good football weather, a little warm, but not bad. And then also on this date, something interesting. Back in 1980, it was May 18th, Mount St. Helens exploded in northwestern Washington state. To this day, it's the most violent and deadly volcanic eruption going back to at least 1900 in the United States. I remember it very well. Yes, I'm old enough to remember it. Sitting in the living room floor of my parents' house in Iowa, watching the video on TV. Of course, we didn't have the access to such video and current events as we do now, but it was quite spectacular, producing an ash plume that made it all the way east into the Midwest and dropped ash all the way as far east as the Dakotas. I had an opportunity to hike Mount St. Helens back about the late 80s to early 90s, about 10 years after the eruption, and it was just fascinating, and even still is to this day, to see how the ecosystem goes through such a shock only to recover given enough time and space. Pretty interesting. In any case, that was on this date back in 1980. With all your weather all the time and a little history, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30X News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.